Hello,
Hello.
Sandra.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jeanette. I'm calling on a recorded line about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you
Yes, I
doing
am.
today?
I'm okay.
Great to hear. Were you or anyone you know of affected by the Depo Provera shot?
Yes, me.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. What were you diagnosed with after using Depo Provera?
I've got two meningiomas, one right frontal lobe and one in the back.
Oh, so sorry to hear that. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
I've just had several call me. I'm not really sure what I need to do.
Okay. Has anyone?
Go ahead.
Has anyone sent you any documents to sign, like through DocuSign?
Someone called, sent me some papers from another place, but I've not filled them out.
Okay, so you haven't signed any documents retaining
I
any.
have not, no.
Okay.
No. I was diagnosed back in 2020. I'm 60, I was 50, let's see, I just turned 61.
Okay.
I was on the depot shot from 32 to, I believe, maybe age 45.
Okay, so quite a while.
Yeah, it was a very long time.
Yeah.
So I was, of course, very shocked in 2020 when I was sent to a neurologist because I was having eye issues. And he sent me to make sure that there was nothing that was going to interfere with cataract surgery, which that neurologist said I'd needed cataract surgery, and since then I've had another one. I've moved states, and since I've moved states, then my eye doctor here says no, I don't need cataract surgery, but I do have double vision. I have a great deal of nausea, and headaches. And a lot of dizziness. But here's the thing. So when all that came about, I guess a couple of months later, when I was still trying to process that I've actually got brain tumors, I started having issues with my legs and ended up having to have a leg amputation.
Oh, wow. Sorry for
So,
going through all that.
because of this, it's hard for me to talk about that.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Absolutely.
So I'm dealing with the brain tumors off because I had to have, I ended up 14, 16 surgeries on my legs.
Oh my gosh.
So, now that that's all been done, now, I need to acknowledge the brain tumors in my head, but I don't want to go through a trauma
Absolutely.
of another sort of procedure.
Absolutely.
I just totally can't.
Yeah.
So I
So,
don't know what to do about that.
okay. So there is a lawsuit against the drug and the manufacturer, Depo-Provera.
Right.
They have been able to prove that Depo-Provera caused meningiomas in individuals.
Right.
What's different with this lawsuit? It's a mass tort. So it's not a class action. The law firms that we work with, they specialize in mass tort lawsuits. Mass torts are individual based. So it's not like you took this drug, everyone splits the piece of the pie. A mass tort lawsuit is based on how much damage the injectable caused an individual, how long they were on it. It's individual based, so it's based on medical records.
Right.
The law firms that we work with make it super easy for individuals to participate. The law firms will do all the heavy lifting. They will pull medical records. They'll file. You don't have to go to court. You don't have to show up in person or show up online. You don't have to do any of that. The law firm does it all for you.
Right.
My job, I'm the intake specialist. My job is to, because of how solicitation laws work, you yourself had to make that inquiry. And then my job is to reach out, send over the proper documentation that allows the law firm to pull medical records and allows them to retain you as their client and speak to you on behalf of this.
Right.
And so.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the law firms that we work with, they work solely on contingency basis, which means you're never paying them any money out of pocket ever. How they get paid is by achieving a settlement on your behalf. So they're incentivized to achieve the highest settlement possible because it affects, it benefits both parties.
Right.
In the event of a settlement, it's a 60-40 split. So the individual that took the drug and was injured, the individual filing gets 60%. The law firm gets 40%. And if they're unable to achieve any kind of settlement, you don't have to pay them any fees for their time and their effort. You never have to pay them any money if there's nothing recovered. And in the event of a recovery, again, nothing comes out of your pocket ever. It comes out of the settlement.
What entitles, I mean, what are the guidelines as to whether or not this is even worth me doing?
Well, I mean, so the you meet the requirements so far. You took Depo Provera, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So my job is to see if you meet the criteria. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
I would. You know, like I said, all this came about. I was going through a lot of things in my life. Left my husband, who is convinced that I did all this with my brain tumors.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm like, no, I made my own choices. But he's like, you know, where do you draw the line of did this really affect me mentally?
Absolutely.
I know one thing for sure. I can't make a decision about anything in my life.
Oh.
I mean, I just can't make decisions on anything. I can't concentrate. I don't know if a lot of that's from stress as well.
Yeah.
So I just, but like I said, you know, when the leg situation came up, which was absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
I put everything on the back burner.
Okay.
Now, before that happened, I had a couple of days that I fell. I got it one morning, and I've actually got an indention in my forehead where I fell and hit the corner of one of the walls. And I just remember sitting there thinking, what happened?
Yeah.
Because it happened so quick. Two other times that day, I did the same thing, and without a doubt, on one of them, I had to have liked that.
Yeah.
Because I laid there and I kind of hit my head. And I woke up and I was laying back in my dog food bag.
Oh.
And trying to figure out what happened to me.
Yeah.
It was very, just fear, and out of just everything else going on, I just told myself I'm not dealing, putting it to my mind, and I'm not dealing with any other health issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I didn't even go back to my neurologist.
Okay.
I just wanted to pretend that there's nothing with me.
Yeah. And for the sake of the lawsuit, that's fine. The My job is to make this as easy as possible. I know it may bring back a lot of things that you don't want to think about, and I apologize for it. If this is tough, I'll try and keep it as brief as I can. Some of the questions I'm going to ask are going to be repetitive, so just bear with me.
Okay.
Have you already gotten an attorney to help assist with filing a claim?
I have not.
Okay.
I've had several contact me just from all the ads.
Yeah. Are you willing to affirm you have not signed any legal documents retaining an attorney regarding Depo Provera?
No, I have not.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that you haven't signed any documents?
No, I've not. I've gotten some papers in the mail from one place.
Okay.
And Hughes and Coleman.
Okay.
I've sent some paperwork, but other than, I've not signed anything.
Okay. And you haven't, okay, so you don't have an attorney assisting you?
No.
Okay. And this claim, it was you that took Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was on it almost 15 years.
Okay.
So I think I believe I got off of it when I was 45.
Okay.
Because, the doctor finally told me, look, your bones are getting brittle.
Yeah. Oh.
So it was at that point, I quit taking it.
Yeah. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
Well, one is on the right frontal lobe.
Uh-huh.
And one is in the back.
Okay.
On the lower side of my brain. So I don't really know what one was called. I snapped a picture.
Did they say you were you have a meningioma of the brain? Or did they say you have a meningioma of the spine?
I was just told I have two meningiomas, two brain tumors, meningiomas.
Okay, so you were told you have two meningiomas of the brain?
Yes, and like I said, one was the right frontal lobe.
Yep.
And that's been 5 years ago.
Okay, let me write this down.
Okay.
Give me one second. Was diagnosed with two meningiomas.
Yeah.
The brain, one in the frontal lobe, and then the second.
One is, I think the one, and the other one is the left in the back.
In the left side. The back.
They told me that the one in the back would be too to ever remove if it needed to be removed.
Okay, absolutely. Okay. And then to the best of your memory, I know this happened a couple years ago. What was the date of diagnosis? When were you told you had meningiomas of the brain?
It was, I'm trying to believe, I'm thinking it had been in May or June of 2020.
Okay, May of 2020, and that's okay if you don't recall the exact. Your medical records will show the exact date of diagnosis.
Right.
So they just ask these questions to the best of your memory, so it's fine.
Right.
And what is your date of birth?
12/3/1963.
Okay, December the 3rd, 1963.
Yes.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was affected by Depo Provera?
I do not.
No. Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And the injectable that you used, was it called Depo Provera, Depo SubQ Provera, or generic?
It was Depo Provera.
Thank you. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Almost 15 years.
Okay, so then that's a yes.
Yes.
Okay. And then within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date?
I'm trying to think. I think I was 32 when I started it.
Okay. What year would that have been?
Oh my gosh, let's see, I'm 61 now.
Okay, let's see. So your date of birth is 63, 1963, and you think you were about 32?
Yes,
So then
I'm
that would have.
I just turned 61.
Okay. Happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you.
So then.
I believe I was
Pardon?
50. I'm trying to think how old I was in 2020. I was diagnosed. I was I 57, 58? I believe.
Okay.
You know, the reason I've got on it to begin with, I've also got rheumatoid arthritis. And I was on methotrexate. I don't know if you know much about that medication. But
No,
it
not
is a,
really.
well, it's one of those black box warnings that you don't get pregnant. And I did get pregnant, which was also a trauma. So my gynecologist put me on that because I needed something to that was make sure that I absolutely wouldn't get pregnant again.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, from the age of 32, I mean, I don't even know when I started menopause because I was on so long.
Okay, so then let me do
Once
the
I,
math for you. So
okay.
then, if you were born in 63 and you were on it starting at around the age of 32, does it that would have been 1995, 1996? Does that sound correct when you first started?
Yes.
Okay, 1995. And then, when did you last use Depo-Provera? When did you stop taking it?
I can't remember exact what, but I know I was around 44
Okay. So
because
around
you know, she
four.
bones were becoming brittle.
Okay. So then that would have been around 2007 when you last used Depo-Provera, if we just
Yeah,
add
that sounds.
44 to 63.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I know this is a repetitive question, and I know you already
No,
answered it
that's
by giving the dates.
right.
But the did you use Depo-Provera anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present year?
I guess, yeah, between 92 until
2025. Did you anywhere
yeah.
between those years did you use Depo-Provera?
Not up to 2025.
No, so it's just a yes or no question. It's asking anywhere between the years of 1992 through the present date of January 25,
Yes.
anywhere
Yes.
during those years did you use Depo-Provera?
Yes, every 3 months.
Okay. Thank you. And then for HIPAA purposes, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And then Sandra, I have your first name spelled Sandra. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And then I have your last name here spelled VanHooser. Is that correct?
Correct.
And then I have an email address here for you, lovesandy327@gmail.com. Is this still a good email for you?
Yes.
And then I have your phone number as 270-418-0170. Is this correct?
Correct.
And is this a cell phone or a landline?
Cell phone.
Okay. And then what is a good mailing address for you?
Love Sandy. Oh, I'm sorry. 335 Lavender Road, Smith Grove, Kentucky.
Okay.
2171. But this all happened in Tennessee.
Okay.
In Nashville and in Murfreesboro.
Okay, that's fine. And so the address that you're at right now is 335 Lavender Road, Smiths Grove, Kentucky, 42171.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And then, was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was administered by the doctor. I went in every 3 months. For many years.
Okay.
And I believe in the last couple years, I had a neighbor who was a nurse who administered it for me.
Okay.
I stood up at Walgreens.
Okay.
And that
Walgreens.
Way.
Okay. So Walgreens
mm-hmm.
is the pharmacy.
Yes.
Okay. So then if we just do the, if we just try and go. So you started using Depo-Provera in 1995, and you last used it in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
If we just calculate it by those years, that's about 12 years of using Depo-Provera. Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, about right.
Okay. And then how many times were you injected with Depo-Provera? Three times a year, or every 3 months?
Every 3 months.
So then that would have been 4 times a year. So if we do 12 times 4, that's about 48 times. Does that sound correct?
It was a lot, yeah.
Okay. So it's okay to put 48 times for how many times you were injected with Depo-Provera?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was the name of the doctor that administered Depo-Provera?
I believe her name was Marcia Montgomery.
Okay. Marcia.
And I think she was with Centennial Women's Health in Nashville.
Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. Yep, I see a Marcia Montgomery.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You know, what I never understood about that is, so, you know, the whole time I was on it, I never, ever had a period.
Uh-huh.
And so as far as menopause goes, like I said, I don't even know when menopause began because I never, ever had another period.
Yeah.
I don't know if it sent me into early menopause. I mean,
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Not quite sure either, but I will definitely write that down in the notes.
Right.
Was Dr. Marcia Montgomery the doctor who also prescribed you the Depo-Provera? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Did Dr. Montgomery prescribe the Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And then you saw her at Centennial Women's Group in Nashville?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So then I'm just copying down the address from Google. It's showing 23rd Ave North. Does that sound right?
Right. You know, I still have the name of my neighbor nurse who also gave me the injection.
Yes. Let me add that as well. What was the nurse that also?
Her name was Janet Doyle.
Janet Doyle, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Those needles were so long, it's something I couldn't do myself.
Yeah, okay. And then you mentioned that the Depo-Provera was picked up at Walgreens. What city was the Walgreens in?
That would be in Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Murfreesboro. Tennessee, okay. Was it, do you recall if it was Northfield Boulevard, Memorial Boulevard, Church Street?
Oh gosh. I would have to look up the address. I believe it's actually I think the Wednesday. Murfreesboro and Smyrna are two small towns kind of connect.
Uh-huh.
So it might have actually been the Smyrna. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would that have been, let's see. Okay. Smyrna. So Sam Ridley Parkway, Hazelwood, Nissan Drive.
Nissan Drive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 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 And then what was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma of the brain? Was it CT scan, MRI, or both?
MRI. I don't know if I had a CT scan as well, but I know MRI.
Okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed the meningioma?
He was a neurosurgeon.
Okay.
In Murfreesboro,
okay.
Tennessee. I've got the number in my phone.
Okay.
But I can't remember the doctor's name.
That's okay. What was the name of the facility where you saw him at?
Let me see if I can pull it up on my phone.
Yeah.
Hold on 1 second. Get my contacts. Hold on 1 second.
Take your time.
Let's see. It was Neurosurgeon Center. Neurosurgeons at Centennial Hospital.
Okay. Let's see. Now, let's see, Centennial Hospital.
Yeah, and I believe that was the Murfreesboro location.
Hospital. Okay. TriStar Centennial Medical Center?
Yes.
Wait. Okay, so then there's also Howell Allen Clinic with Ascension St. Thomas Murfreesboro.
It might have been.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Like I said, I just kind of, when my leg started acting up on me,
uh-huh.
I put everything else behind me.
Absolutely.
I just didn't have time.
Okay. Okay. So then I see a Centennial, okay, TriStar Centennial Medical Center. It looks like that's on Patterson Street in Nashville, Tennessee. Does that sound right?
I went to the ones in Murphy.
Okay, let's see. Centennial Heart at Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway.
Let me see if I can pull this up. This says neurosurgeons at Centennial Hospital.
Okay.
I'm deep.
Neurosurgeon Centennial Hospital. I see Centennial Neuroscience, TriStar Centennial Medical Center.
Yeah, the 615-986.
Okay. 615-986. Murfreesboro.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the number again? Let me Google it.
615.
Uh-huh.
986.
Uh-huh.
1256. And what had happened is my primary care doctor, I had some issues with dizziness and my eyesight.
Uh-huh.
So she sent me to, and I'm find the name of the eye doctor I went to,
okay,
which was also in Murfreesboro.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So let's see. So that number that you gave me, let's see. is pulling up William Schooley. Does that sound correct?
That may be.
Okay. Let's see.
My primary care doctor should have all of the records.
Yeah, okay. And let's see. So six. So then that's pulling up the Nashville Neurology Associates.
Okay.
Okay. And then,
it's been so long, they may have sent me to Nashville at one point.
So yeah, I see it. There's a Murfreesboro location on Warrior Drive. Does that sound right?
Yes.
And that phone number is the phone number for the Warrior Drive one. So let me copy that.
You know, and when he did my eyes, he told me that I had cataracts.
Oh, yeah.
He needed surgery for it. He said, but before we do that, he's just going to send me for an MRI to make sure there was nothing else going on that could be causing problems with my eyesight.
Uh-huh.
Well, as it turns out, I believe he did say that he did surgery, but it's after all that I moved to Kentucky.
Yeah.
And the eye doctor here says, uh-huh. No. You don't need cataract surgery.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
So that's confusing.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And so did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis or no?
No.
Okay. And then what type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
I did not.
Okay. That's okay.
Like I said, I just kind of was in shock.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, and like I said, and you know, then my legs started hurting me, and I went through 14 different surgeries on that.
Yeah.
And that occupied every minute of the day.
Yeah, absolutely.
I did have a twitching in my right cheek.
Uh-huh.
It would just come out of, and it still does. It just comes out of nowhere and just starts twitching.
Yeah. Okay.
And I do have a lot of dizzy spells.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And nauseous from them. The only thing I can do is lay down.
Okay.
And lay very still.
Okay.
And I've yet to... I talked to my primary care doctor about a month ago and asked her what I needed to do. I guess I assume I need to get back into a neuro.
Yeah. What is your primary care doctor right now? Let me add that as well.
Dr. Kaisha
Anderson.
Yeah, she's still in Murfreesboro. I travel.
Okay.
Because I've been to her for so many years, and she said that I go see her every 3 weeks.
Okay. Dr. Keisha Anderson?
Yeah, she's with Health.
Okay.
In Murfreesboro.
Okay. Yep, on Heritage Park Drive?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And then, were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
No.
Okay.
Well, you know, once I got the diagnosis, as I said, I was scared to death.
Absolutely.
You know, and in shock. And I'm real good about not dealing.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Out of fear.
Yeah.
So I just put it into the back of my mind.
Okay.
And you know, and then I saw all this stuff coming up about the meningioma. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, I have kidney. So I started reading about it, and I'm thinking, well, is now the time I should really start checking in. But here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, you know, I've been through an amputation.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to talk about.
I know. I'm so sorry. Yeah.
But I don't want to go through anything else.
Absolutely.
So traumatized. If you were going to kill me, I don't think I would have surgery.
Yeah.
I'm done with.
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. And again, I'm so sorry you've had to go through all of this. I'm sorry that if this is bringing it all back up.
Yeah.
We're almost done.
I think when they measured in 2020, and I think the, like I said, I lost some of my records during my divorce.
Uh-huh.
I believe the, when they found the meningioma, I believe the one on the right frontal lobe was 2.2 centimeters.
2.2
and I've not had it checked, so I don't know
if it's
at all.
Okay, that's fine. And then you mentioned medical records. Do you have copies of them, or would you be able to provide them if requested?
I don't know if they would. I mean, wouldn't they release to me?
Yeah, they would be able to release them to you.
Okay. I don't know if that's something I would need to have to go there to do.
Typically, you could call them.
Okay.
But would you be able to provide them if requested?
Yeah, I could be in hold of them, yeah.
Okay. Okay, and typically they'll request them themselves. The law firm just wants to make sure that you either you have a copy of medical records or you're able to provide them if requested.
Right. Now, I know when Western Law came to town and went with me to my last neurosurgeon appointment.
Uh-huh.
Because she'd had, it was a different kind of uh-huh. brain tumor, so she knew quite a lot about them.
Yeah.
And she wanted to be there to try to help me sort it all out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, exactly that I ended up. Now, I don't know if it's, my ex-husband will tell you he absolutely has no doubt in his mind that something, that my personality changed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, of course, you know, I argue against, I want to take responsibility for my actions.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know.
Yeah.
If he could be right about it. I don't.
Yeah. Okay.
I just ran away from everything.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then the last question, or second to last question, the law firm requests an emergency contact in the event that they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. Is there someone that you can leave as an emergency contact?
Yes, a friend, David Harris.
Okay. And what's a good contact number?
270.
Uh-huh.
418-1256.
Thank you. So I have 270-418-1256.
Yes.
Okay. And then for the purpose of requesting medical records, what is your social?
410-190703.
Okay. So I have 410-19.
270-19.
Wait. Sorry, what?
All right, it's 270.
Okay, 270.
419-419-0178.
Is this your social?
No, that's my, see how my brain works. My social is my social social is 410-19-0703.
Okay. Yeah. 410-19-0703.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your mailing address as 335 Lavender Road, Smiths Grove, Kentucky, 42171.
Yes.
And I have your email as lovesandy327@gmail.com.
Yes.
And then I have that you first started using Depo-Provera 1995 and you last used Depo-Provera in 2007. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled S-A-N-D-R-A. Is that correct? Pardon?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then I have your last name V-A-N-H-O-O-S-E-R.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have Dr. Marcia Montgomery as the doctor that administered and prescribed the Depo-Provera, and she's out of Centennial Women's Group in Nashville.
Yes.
And then I have Dr. William Schooley with the Nashville Neuro Associates on Warrior Drive in Murfreesboro, who diagnosed the meningioma.
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your date of birth as December the 3rd, 1963.
Yes.
Okay. And I have that you were diagnosed with the meningioma of the brain May of 2020.
Yes.
Okay. And are you familiar with DocuSign, Sandra? Pardon?
No, what is that?
That's okay. So DocuSign is going, I'm going to send you a DocuSign. It'll be the documents. It'll allow you to pull them up on your phone and through email and sign them on your phone. I'll walk you through the process. It's very simple. Okay. You'll get a text as well as an email. It'll say Jeanette Butler at MassTort Strategies wants to send you a DocuSign. That'll be from me. Let me know when you see that text come through. It might be easier if you go ahead and put me on speakerphone.
Okay. Let me get my phone to act right here. Let's see. Yes, I got it.
Okay, go ahead and press that link there.
Okay.
Okay, and then you might have to press yes or accept or agree to receive SMS messages.
Let's see. This please sign.
Yep, and then do you see a continue?
DocuSign, do not share this email.
What else do you see?
If you have trouble signing, visit how to sign the document.
Do you see a next or a continue button on the right, top right or bottom right?
No.
Do you see a little box to check? Or do you see a link that's underlined in blue?
Let's see. It says download the DocuSign app.
No. It might be a little higher above that. It should be
an... Do you have trouble visiting how to sign in documents on our DocuSign Support Center or browse documents? DocuSign community for information.
It might be a little higher above that.
Let's see
a link. Like,
is it DocuSign.com access document?
Yes, press that, DocuSign.com.
Okay.
And then a pop-up might come up that says, please accept or allow SMS messages. Do you see that?
Uh, Okay, it came up. Jeanette?
Yep.
Okay. It says subject. And it wants to put the subject in.
You shouldn't have to put the subject in. What do you see on your screen?
Okay, it's a Jeanette Butler. It's a do not share this email. Alternate signing method about DocuSign. It's about DocuSign. Stop or receive if you have trouble signing in.
So then, you have to press the DocuSign.com link.
Let's see.
Where it said to access these documents.
Well, that takes me right back to that.
Do you see a continue? Yeah, review documents.
Okay, review document. From Mass Tort Strategies.
Yeah, from Mass Tort Strategies.
Okay. And so do you agree to receive future messages?
Yes. Press yes or allow or agree.
Okay.
And then now it should load the DocuSign. You should see a start or a continue or a next button. That's like a yellow box.
Yes, allow while visiting the site. Allow this time. Allow.
Yep.
Wants to use my device location. And. Continue.
And then continue. And then now you should see a little square to check that says, I agree to use electronic records and signatures.
Yes.
Okay, press that square. And then do you see a start button or a next button?
Continue,
yep. And then now do you see a start button?
Yes.
Go ahead and press the start button.
Okay.
And then it'll direct you to your first signature field. Do you see a little box that says sign here?
Yes.
Okay, press that box and then it'll bring up a field for you to draw your signature with your finger. You can either draw your signature or you can press select style and it will input one for you. And then you're going to press adopt and sign.
Okay.
And then it'll take you to the next field, or you can press next or the continue button, and it'll take you there as well.
Okay.
And then you're going to tap that sign here button, that little box.
Required signature applied. I did that.
Yep. And then do you see a finish button or a continue button?
Finish.
Go ahead and press finish. Perfect. I just got those back. Start sending and signing today. So you can exit out of that. You're done with the DocuSign part. And so the next step is you'll receive a call within the next 2 weeks from the law firm Ben Martin Law Group. They'll be calling just to verify that you are Sandra. You do want it is okay to start the process of requesting medical records and that you do want to participate.
Okay.
And then let me see. And then okay, and then it's okay if you miss their call. They'll leave a voicemail with a callback number. Just try and get back to them as soon as possible. Okay, Sandra?
Okay.
Okay. You'll also receive an additional email with the completed DocuSign that you can just keep in your email or print out for your records, whatever is easier. It'll come in within the next 5 minutes.
Okay.
But besides that, you're all done for today. It was a pleasure speaking to you. And would you like to write down the number for Ben Martin Law Group in case you don't hear from them?
I'll add this contact in.
Okay, so the number I called with, that's just the number, we use a dialer, so it won't reach the law firm.
Grabbing.
Let me know when you're
Sorry,
ready.
Sorry, I've got to grab my wheelchair. Hold on.
Okay. Uh-huh. Take your time.
It takes me extra time to do everything.
Yeah.
Every step is. And that's another thing. I can't wear a prosthetic leg because of the condition of my
liver. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay, so Ben Martin Law Group, their phone number is 214-231-9824.
Ben, what's in Ben?
Ben Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N.
Okay.
And that's 214-231-9824.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure speaking to you, Sandra. I appreciate your time and I appreciate your patience. I hope you have a great rest of your day, okay? And a happy new year.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.